Have you ever felt like you were doing everything right, yet still found yourself face down in despair? Bella Zanesco certainly did. At the peak of her corporate success, she heard those devastating words, "It's over," and watched her meticulously planned future crumble. But this breaking point became her turning point. Like the Japanese art of kintsugi, where broken pottery is mended with golden lacquer to create something more beautiful than before, Zanesco transformed her brokenness into strength. Her journey from corporate burnout and depression to becoming a world champion sailor and wellness strategist reveals a profound truth. Sometimes we need to break before we can truly become whole. Smart women often struggle silently, believing they should have it all figured out. Yet the path from merely surviving to genuinely thriving begins when we embrace our cracks rather than hiding them and fill them with golden wisdom instead. Your feelings create your reality. Our emotions shape our behaviors, which form our habits and ultimately become our lives. The journey begins with addressing your true feelings, not how you think you should feel. Zanesco's transformation sparked when she noticed vibrant women at the beach contrasting her gray existence. Journaling about her current versus desired feelings illuminated this gap. The solution was meeting basic needs. Using Maslow's hierarchy, she focused on fundamental self-care, making her bed, eating well, walking by the sea, and meditating. These actions lifted her depression. Protecting this progress required full-on electric fencing, strong boundaries to preserve her energy, including no negativity and separating work from personal time. Understanding her source wound, the first deep hurt that created patterns of people-pleasing and abandonment fears, helped her recognize how it shaped her relationships and achievement-driven behavior. Reframing this wound initiated her healing. Without addressing these emotional foundations, no amount of career success or wellness practices will create lasting change. Your feelings are valuable data, not inconvenient interruptions. While sailing, Zanesco identified her life's touchstones: adventure, freedom, inspiration, connection, and beauty. She used smash and grab to recognize admirable traits in others, from corporate escapees to joyful children in Kenyan slums, incorporating qualities she wanted to embody. Our beliefs shape our reality. When Einstein asked if we believe the world is friendly, most of Zanesco's smart girls said no. As she notes, no matter what you believe, you're right, as we find evidence supporting our beliefs. Many struggles stem from the core limiting belief rooted in our source wound. Zanesco's belief, "I am not good enough because I don't deserve it," originated from her parents' separation and fueled her drive to prove worth through achievement. Breaking self-sabotage follows four steps: identify the belief, want to change it, neutralize it, and take consistent action to destabilize it. Positive thinking creates physical benefits by activating the parasympathetic nervous system and boosting serotonin. Consider what might shift by challenging just one limiting belief. A profound encounter in Kenya transformed Zanesco's perspective. Photographing children and learning of 12-year-old Florence's death hours later made "life is short" viscerally real. This initially drove her to hedonistic pursuits, seeking proof of being alive. At 38, she realized her most meaningful memory remained working with Kenyan girls, revealing she'd prioritized wealth over serving others. This aligned with palliative care nurse Bronnie Ware's research, showing the most common deathbed regret: "I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me." To discover personal vision, Zanesco recommends three approaches: time travel to childhood memories of authenticity, create a hell no basket of potential regrets, and write two eulogies, one following your current path and one your soul desires. Rather than pursuing perfection, find your tennis balls, natural curiosities that require zero motivation. These sustain you when times get tough. Don't wait for the perfect vision, experiment with what naturally interests you. What would you do with just 1 year left? What tennis balls have you ignored while chasing unfulfilling goals? A back injury from sneezing became Zanesco's wake-up call. Through yoga, she witnessed older practitioners mastering advanced poses while she struggled with basics. This motivated her journey through teacher training, ultimately achieving peak fitness at 36. Her yoga mat revealed life patterns. Difficult poses mirrored mental struggles, while critical thoughts in sailing reflected in failed poses. This awareness helped identify and address negative patterns. Yoga's impact reaches beyond flexibility. It rebalances the nervous system through spinal alignment, particularly affecting the vagus nerve, which regulates anxiety and stress responses. The practice combines breathwork and movement to calm the mind and release trauma stored in fascia, the body's connective tissue network. This gentle work helps dissolve both physical and emotional tension. Meditation enhances these benefits, with Harvard research showing it strengthens learning and emotional regulation while reducing stress responses in the amygdala. After 15 years on contraceptive pills used to control her body and avoid PMS, Zinesco experienced intense emotional turbulence when stopping, a common post-pill reaction including mood swings and unexplained crying. Working with a naturopath revealed she had developed estrogen dominance from toxins and stress. She questions the widespread use of artificial hormones, citing research that oral contraceptives increase depression risk by 23%. The natural menstrual cycle offers distinct advantages through its four phases: reflection, days 1 to 5, peak energy, days 6 to 14, enhanced receptivity, days 15 to 21, and heightened intuition, days 22 to 28. Rather than fighting these natural rhythms, she learned to work with them through cleaner living and cycle tracking. This bodily wisdom connects to our gut, our second brain, which produces 95% of the body's serotonin. With over 500 million neurons communicating via the vagus nerve, gut instinct isn't merely intuitive, but scientifically validated, explaining the strong connection between gut and mental health. The journey from breakdown to breakthrough requires applying golden glue to life's inevitable cracks. While challenges persist, Zinesco's tools provide a foundation for difficult times. Create supportive external environments after inner work. Surround yourself with meaningful objects, supportive colleagues, and nature to reconnect with your authentic self. Cultivate a small tribe of people who support your growth and reflect the person you aspire to become. Embrace play and creativity, especially through movement like dance, which reduces stress and protects cognitive function. Creative expression silences the inner critic by deactivating the prefrontal cortex, revealing new possibilities. The goal isn't perfection, but wholeness, allowing painful places to sparkle. Like kintsugi pottery, our breaks become beautiful features when filled with golden wisdom, transforming into something more valuable than perfection. What if breakdowns are invitations to rebuild with gold? Perhaps your most beautiful self isn't the one that never broke, but the one that learned to repair with wisdom.